Well, what a beautiful day, isn't it? You can't be wary when it's a beautiful day and I'm out here and I'm preaching, because, you know, I might go an hour, 2 hours on a nice day like this. So you just, that you're forewarned, you know. It really is such a pretty day. This is my type of weather, and I'm going to enjoy it. I was told, wait 24 hours, it'll be gone. So, but no, this is just such beautiful weather. We're continuing our study of these wonderful passages that are words of comfort and hope. And today's passage is just chock full of stuff. And really, honestly, if I had an hour to preach, I couldn't do justice to this passage. This is one that you really could spend a lifetime just reading, learning, applying it to your life. And so, but I do have to say that this is one of those passages that on the one hand is so absolutely comforting, and assuring. But on the other hand, it may be one of the most challenging passages of Scripture to put into practice in your lives. And so let's all listen. Let's listen carefully to it. And it's the eighth chapter. We're still in the eighth chapter of Romans. The 26th verse through the end of the chapter. And there's just so much good stuff in here. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He searches our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the Lord bless this, a portion from His holy word. I say that this is one of the most comforting sections out of the Bible, and I think that's absolutely true. It really, really is. There's so many words in there that we ought to emblazon on our walls. You know, like I said before, those counted cross-stitch verses that we ought to have on the walls of our houses. You know, to see them, to read them, to be reminded time and time again of God's overwhelming love, that no matter what situation we're in, no matter how dire our situation may be, no matter how low we get in our lives, that God is able to bring something good out of that situation. That God is able to take the darkest moments of our lives and that we will look back on them and we will see how He shed His light on them and enabled us to learn or to grow or to be blessed in some way, shape, or form because of those dark hours of our lives. That's a promise that we have in this 8th chapter of Romans. He also promises us that there is nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God. And you can almost hear as the Apostle Paul is writing this out, he's just trying to think of things that might separate us from God's love. And he's going down through this whole litany. You think he's come to an end. He goes on with more things that might separate us from the love of God. And he says, nothing in all creation. He finally gives up and says, I can't come up with a whole list of everything that might possibly make you think that you're separated from God's love. And he goes through that whole list, and he gets to the end of it, and he goes, I can't even come up with the whole list, but let me just say, there is nothing in all of creation that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that is a promise. That is a comforting word. So these are wonderful promises. These are comforting words. These are words that we ought to memorize. We ought to have in our hearts and in our minds. We ought to have them posted in our houses and just have these kinds of words ever in front of us. So they are exactly that. Nothing less than some of the most comforting words ever put down on paper. But here's the problem. Here is the problem that makes them the hardest thing in the world to put into practice. Because on a lovely day like this, when we're surrounded by wonderful people and you know, you get these kinds of days and you feel like you could take on the world. You feel like you can do anything, you just want to go and enjoy these kinds of days. It's easy to hear these kinds of words, and it's easy to say, yeah, I'll always remember that. But the problem is, when do you need these words the most? When do you need these words the most in your lives? It's not on days like this. It's on those days when your world seems to be collapsing around you. It's on those days when you cannot see up even though you're lying on the bottom. It's on those days when you feel in your heart that God is a million miles away. It's on those days when you feel as if God has just turned His back and walked away from you. Those are the days. Those are the times. Those are the situations where you need those words the most. Those are the situations where you need that comfort, that hope, that assurance that these words bring to us. The problem is this. When we get into hard times, when we get into those painful situations, our first response is emotional. Is it not? We respond with our hearts. We respond with the pain that we're feeling. We feel this way. We feel as if. We feel so alone. We feel so downtrodden. We feel so heartbroken. We feel, and that is the prevailing word that we use. Well, how are you doing? Well, I feel. And you can complete that sentence. It's in those times that we need to know what we know. It's in those times when we are living in a world of feelings that we need to know what we know. We may feel as if God has turned his back and walked away from us, but we need to know that God would never do that. We may feel as if there is no hope for tomorrow, but we need to know that God is able to work everything to good for those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. We may feel as if we are all alone in this world, but we need to know that there's nothing in this world that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, when we're in those dark moments, we have to get beyond what we feel to get back to what we know, to get back to the truth, to get back to that which is certain, that which is a promise given to us, and God's promises are sure and true. In those moments, we need to remember that what we know is just as true in the darkest hours as they are on these beautiful days. You know, one of the best words of advice that somebody gave to me as a young Christian, as a young man, he said, "Stephen, always remember those times when you felt close to God." He said, "Make note of those times." He said, "There's going to be a lot of times in your life when it's going to seem as if God is far away. But if you can remember those times when you knew God was real, you can fall back on those times." That was good advice. That was good advice. Because it is so easy to get into a situation and forget everything that God has ever done. It's easy to get into a situation and to forget how we have known and we have experienced God's love in our lives. We need to always remember. Always remember those experiences. Always remember those wonderful times where God's love has felt so close to us. Because in those times when it feels as if it were far away, those are the times when we need to cling the most to knowing the truth that there is nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Comforting words. Assuring words. Words that we need to have in our hearts and in our minds. Words that we need to know so that they're there for us when we need to know that God is present with us and that God will never abandon us. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, we thank you for the promises that you give to us. Fill our hearts and our minds with the knowledge of your love, so that knowledge, that truth is with us when everything else seems to be falling apart around us. Let that knowledge of your love be that steady rock upon which we can stand when the earth is shaking all around us. We thank you for the gift of that love that we have seen in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. If you'd be kind enough, there are friendship pads, I believe, in each row. And if you would register your presence with us, and for any first-time guests who are with us, if you would be kind enough to give us an email address or mailing address so that we can thank you for the honor of your presence with us today. Let us now come before the Lord with our tithes and offerings as a people who know that we are greatly blessed, as a people who know that God is ever with us and for us.